Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now in Tampa, where Republicans are going after young voters. President Obama has lost some steam with them, but still leads Mitt Romney by nearly 30 points among them. Here at the convention, there was a Rock the Vote concert, people encouraged to text to find out more information about how to register. And at the University of Tampa, students signed up with old-fashioned paper and pen at their nonpartisan voter registration drive.
You're old enough to register to vote?
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yes, I just registered to vote for the first time. Exciting. I'm more concerned about the economy right now, just that. Being a college student, graduating soon, it's a little bit nerve-wracking to think that I'm about to go out into the world and I don't know if I'm going to have a job.
And that's your signature?
Yes.
That's the eighth date. Congratulations. You're registered to vote.
My grandma's going to be so happy. She just told me to register because I forgot last year.
Election day for the general election is November 6th. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. Trust me, it'll be all over the news.
We met up with Marco Tarantino, chair of UT's College Republicans, and Mary Lee Gibson, vice president of College Conservatives, and asked, why did they think Romney is struggling with young voters?
Well, the thing I see that's problematic with the Republican Party, that they have a disadvantage with young voters, is that oftentimes the young voters, they're not keen on so much the economic issues, and so they often tend to associate themselves more with the social issues.
Well, Mary Lee, what about you? Marco was saying the social issues are what young people care about. He thinks they should care more about economic. We'll talk about the economic, but stay with the social issues.
I personally am pro-life, so it's hard for me to even justify being pro-choice, so I'm very adamant about that opinion. My personal belief is that God put the child there for a reason, and something great will happen to that child, and it's not a single person's decision to take that life away. God forbid, if I was ever raped, I would have kept the baby.
But what are you hearing on campus? I mean, do you feel you have to defend that opinion?
I usually get to the point where I'm defending the opinion. I just get too frustrated and I just walk away.
And Marco, you're saying you don't think that's the conversation that should be front and center. What conversation do you think should be front and center?
Firstly, it's immigration. Secondly, it's education. And then lastly, by fixing education and immigration, you can fix the economy. For example, I'm Mexican, so I can relate to the Mexican immigration problem, that a lot of these Mexicans that are moving in the United States, they oftentimes, people say, well, they're bringing in drugs and they're not able to find work and whatnot. Well, the problem is that if we allow them to have a smoother transition to be a U.S. citizen, we can have them find a good job and therefore they won't be in gangs and they won't have to be involved with drugs and these arms deals and whatnot.
You know, somebody might say, having just heard you say that, well, what, you're in the wrong party.
I agree with the party in saying that we need to look at national security. We need to keep our borders strong.
What else, Mary Lee, let's ask you. You've already mentioned that one thing that appeals to you about the Republican Party, you're very conservative on some of the social issues. If you were trying to convince someone else to come with you to the party, what would you say?
What I've talked about to a few of my friends is Obama's opinion on welfare. He was saying how he wants to take away work for welfare, and I just don't agree with that.
Do you know that's not true? What happened was that states were petitioning the administration, as they petitioned the Bush administration as well, to be able to adjust the way they addressed the work to welfare. The Obama administration was giving them the right to do that, but he is in no way suggesting that you take away work to welfare, which in fact was implemented by Bill Clinton, a Democratic president. Would it surprise you that the general consensus is that that's not true, that Obama is taking away work to welfare?
It wouldn't surprise me that there's the campaign smears going back and forth, but I
do believe it's true.
I do believe it's true, but I can't vote for a president again who didn't do half the things he said he would do in 4 years. Why am I going to give him another 4 years to give it a shot or try it out?
Mary Lee Gibson of the University of Tampa's College Conservatives. We also spoke with Marco Tarantino of that school's College Republicans. So that thinking that Mary Lee had, that President Obama wants to take away work to welfare, is shared by a lot of people here. In truth, though, the Obama administration is demanding that states that get a waiver increase their welfare to work numbers. So in a minute, we're going to take a look at the journalistic debate that the false claim has sparked here and now.